What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I hope the weather is as advertised, 70 today, 70 tomorrow, and 74 on Thursday. And they were talking about, I think, Sunday at least, and maybe Sunday and Monday, being around 80. So I've decided that if it does get to 80, I'm going to check the cheeseburger restaurant, R&M, down in the southern tier, 90 miles from us in Randolph. They're in Randolph. And find out if they're doing takeout, which I think they are. Get the Duke Burger. The Duke Burger cannot be eaten in a car, though, I'll tell you that, because it's big, 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 big. However, I think they have some outdoor tables. And if they have outdoor tables, I'll even sit with a stranger and eat a Duke Burger. So I'm going to call them, tell them to save me a spot and go down there. Also, the Webster Bistro is a very fine restaurant. We've done a lot of things there and found out yesterday that they are going to do some takeout. This is really a classy restaurant with delicious food. They're on Webster Street in North Tonawanda, and that is Friday and Saturday. So if you want to check that out, Friday and Saturday, they're going to start with some takeout, and I guarantee you it will be first class, all right? Webster Bistro on Webster.
You know who else is opening back up, don't you, Sandy?
Who else is opening back up?
Chefs. Chefs Takeout will be opening up as well. Lou Billetier had posted that.
That's great, the takeout. Yeah. I don't know why they closed the takeout in the first place. It was designed as the takeout restaurant, not the main one, but as a takeout. And Bernie and I went there. And the Spaghetti Parm is the Spaghetti Parm. So that's good. When are they opening, you know?
I don't know. I saw it earlier this morning. I'd have to look that up.
But they are about to open or are open.
Yes, and that's the takeout one in, what would that be considered, Amherst or Williamsville?
I'm not really sure. I always get confused between Amherst and Williamsville. I've been here for a long time. But it's in that area, and if you've used it, you know where it is.
Oh, and by the way, we have to wish a happy birthday to Diana Weiss, a big fan of the program.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you, Diana. Many more. All right. Let's go to Bill in Eden, which is line 5. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. Since the governor's not there today, I thought I'd start my call similar to the way that he starts his press conference.
Okay.
So on my right, I have my secretary, Cannoli Cappuccino. She's sweet and very peppy. That's very nice.
Whoa.
On my left, I have Dr. Givja Ajita. He's a science expert. And then on my far left, I have Dr. A. Unazuka. She's a PhD. She squashes any opposing theory. So that's right. Unazuka.
That's funny because why is it all the experts have names you can't pronounce? But
exactly. So I was wanted to answer your questions, too, about especially the hydroxychloroquine.
Sure.
When all of this had started and the president had recommended hydroxychloroquine months ago, I looked up the common side effects, and they didn't seem that bad. They were listed as things like headache, dizziness, ringing in the ears, nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, loss of appetite, weight loss, mood changes, feeling nervous or irritable, skin rash, itching, or hair loss. And then we hear sometimes about the prolonged QT interval.
Okay.
It's generally a very safe drug, and it's, as your other caller mentioned earlier, it's been around since 1955, and it's treated all those other things that people use, like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, and they haven't had many different kind of problems with it at all.
Well, somebody suggested, one of the callers suggested that he probably announced he's, before it leaked out that he was on it, and that would cause some anguish. So he probably showed, yes, I'm on it, and I'm, you know, it's up to him. He doesn't have to, but if he wants to, okay, go for it.
I emailed to you and to Mr. Beamer there a PDF that describes different clinical trials and recently about hydroxychloroquine's use. And to summarize that, it said, the data from those 9 observational reports in 1 controlled trial suggests that hydroxychloroquine is dramatically more effective at preventing death from COVID-19 than mechanical ventilation. And just to kind of drill that down a little bit, it said the success rates for a favorable outcome clinical improvement based on this clinical information are approximately 91.6%.
Wow.
Hydroxychloroquine with or without azithromycin and or the zinc. But the death rate in that group was only 2.7%. And in comparison, the probability of death was like 50 to 85% when patients with COVID-19 were on mechanical ventilation.
Yeah, that's a number that the governor uses a lot. If you go on ventilation, it's a real stretch to think you're going to come out of it. And he uses 80 to 85, some number like that, fatalities. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good comparison.
Personally, I think that what the president is doing is leading by example. And he's showing that someone in his age group, over 70, I guess, can use this prophylactically without any adverse side effects, and especially with a staffer that had tested positive for COVID-19, it is very prudent for him to do so. And I personally think, this is just my own thought, I'm not a doctor, that a lot of people that unfortunately had bad effects with this disease could have been having a better course had they been given hydroxychloroquine in the early stages of the
disease. Well, remember, when we first heard about this, they had already done that test of 49 people in France using that drug, and of the 49, all of them recovered. Now, remember, when the president mentioned that, Fauci was right there on the same stage and said, you have to remember that there's not been enough testing on this. This is just one test, and that we don't know the side effects, and you can't just proclaim it a success without further testing, which sometimes takes years. So he said that right away.
Yeah.
And knowing the kind of guy he is, I think he can be very stubborn. If he's gotten further information, anecdotal or clinical, that would back up what he said in the first place, he'll do it, even if he has to take it himself to prove it.
And Dr. Didier Raoult from France, who you mentioned before, along with Dr. Mark Siegel, who's been on with Tucker Carlson, both have said, and they've shown that hydroxychloroquine not only reduces inflammation, which is one of the problems that a person can get if they're disposed to that when they're trying to fight off the virus, but it also reduces the amount of virus that's being shed by the person. So it would be something that could even diminish the rate of transmissibility if it's used prudently and properly.
Very good. Gives us things to think about, things to talk about. Thank you very much. Of course, you, Tony, you pray for inflation, don't you?
Yeah, usually.
Please. Yeah. James Brown, please. Let's take a break on, here's the deal. Here's the housekeeping stuff. No Governor Cuomo today, so you can scratch that. We do have a couple of positive things, or not positive, but things that we're positive about. Chautauqua County Fair has been canceled. And let's see, the presidential primary is back on in New York State thanks to an appellate court ruling. We'll be back with more after this. Okay, Chefs on the Go is open. They've been open since Monday, Tony?
That's correct, Monday.
That would be yesterday. So they are open. By the way, whenever we make an observation or a suggestion, it's absolutely because we believe it. I don't accept any free stuff. So you hear me talk about the cheeseburger place R&M in Randolph? I pay my own way. That's just the way it is. And it's tough to explain that if I pay my own way, I can share the good news with somebody. If you buy me lunch or buy me dinner, I can't do that. And that's why I don't allow it, because I want to be able to talk about it if it's a good place and if I had fun and if the food was good. So you can when I say something like that, you can take it to the bank. Let's go to who's next? Liz on Grand Island. Liz, you're on WBEN. She's on line one.
Hey, Sandy. Thanks so much for this topic.
Well, thank you, Liz. What's on your mind? What do you like about it?
To the delaying public worship.
Okay.
This is premier information here. You won't hear this from anyone else, not even Bill. So this is special. I speak as a Catholic. I'm going to inform the average Joe here, but I'm also speaking directly to the bishop and the clergy. Okay. This is not my opinion, but it's fact. This should only ever been for Catholics a dispensation, like it was on March 15th. Let the people decide for themselves. This is a genuine issue of separation of church and state. The state has no bearing on church law, which is called canon law. So here's what canon lawyers have to say about this. And I quote, bishop conferences have absolutely no authority to make decrees canceling all public masses. That's canon 455 for the eggheads in the crowd. Such a decree, it says, is invalid. So especially now when we're talking indefinitely canceling masses. It's a disgrace that they've caved in like this to Cuomo, and my opinion is that it's because they're afraid of lawsuits. When it was a dispensation on March 15th, there were very few attending at the mass I was at, and we were all naturally spaced because of that. In Lincoln, Nebraska, they have reopening guidelines that are totally reasonable and common sense, and that's what we should be doing. The vulnerable there are encouraged to stay home, and the rest who go space themselves. Right. Don't wait 2 months from now or whenever to let us have our rights. It's really outrageous.
Especially as I recall, the configuration of different Catholic churches is different. Some have different sections, and they all seem big enough to handle most of the time enough worshipers. If by any chance you have more people than necessary, you could make some kind of special accommodation. I really don't see why it was put in the fourth position by the state, but yet the federal government puts it in the first position.
Exactly. That's really odd, to say the least. And, you know, it's a little different, too, for Catholics in terms of having access to worship. Without a Mass, we don't have access to the Eucharist, and we don't have access to confession, right? So canon law actually provides for us, too, in saying that we have a right to receive the sacraments. We've been banned from those things for, you know, months on end, which is unprecedented, and it's actually not legitimate. And, in fact, when I spoke to my pastor about this, I sent a letter, I sent an email about a couple things. What did I get back? I got a nasty gram back from him.
Really?
Yeah. He actually said that it's too stressful, to be able to do the things that the faithful would expect from their pastors. I have Protestant friends who say that they're in constant touch with their pastors and their congregation through different means, and there's outreach. there's been a strange sort of silent retreat from my church.
Well, yeah, you know what? What should have happened is the bishop should have outlined a plan and submitted it to the governor, saying, here's how we, you know, a plan which everybody needs. Here's how we intend to reconfigure our church to handle the congregants. And that might have gone a long way to show that they have enough interest in doing that. But if they did it, we haven't heard about it.
Right. And, you know, there is creativity going on in other dioceses in other parts of the country. For example, my aunt in Florida, she's been receiving communion through a gate at her church for the last couple of months. They do it in a safe way. But there's no creativity going on. And that was my main issue that I wrote about. There's no creativity to reach out to us, to even make phone calls and find out if we're doing okay, especially through the Easter season or when my father had a mass for his intentions on May 2nd. There was no outreach.
Well, you know, here's a thought. Every once in a while, a thought just pops out of my head. People over the course of history have died for the right to worship their God. Here we have the opportunity, but we don't want that taken away from us, even if it's delayed. We want it now, and there should have been a proposal to the government to make that happen.
And for that to come out of Sandy Beach's mouth, what does that say about our own priests, right? It's just really more of a kind of a reveal of the corruption in the Diocese of Buffalo that we've been suffering under for the last 2 years, right? It's a disgrace, and you see it, and I'm glad you gave me the time to call in, because you know what? If the faithful don't even know our rights, how can we speak up for and push for our rights?
Well said, Liz. Call anytime. We'd be happy to put you at the top of the line. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye. Tony, she makes some good points.
I'm sorry, I just stepped out for a second, Sandy.
You stepped out at the exact moment that I asked
you
a question.
When we went to the caller.
What are you guys doing in there?
My eyeballs were swimming. I couldn't wait for the break.
Oh, you had to. Oh, it was a restaurant. We had an excellent caller. Excellent caller.
And I ran as fast as I could.
When I said, you're saying, don't throw it to me.
Please don't. One,
don't
I'm out of breath from
not
running.
What, do we need a third guy in there? So while you and Buzzy are taking your hydro break.
Well, usually I'm able to wait for the governor when he starts. That's my cue to run to the restroom because I have enough time. But it's like, I'm not going to make it to the bottom of the hour. Joe, I'm going to take a chance. And I just sprinted.
Well, mark down Liz because she was mark her down so when she calls, we'll make sure we get her on right away.
Excellent.
Yes. Very well positioned statement like that, and I would be really, if I were a practicing Catholic, I would be very angry at that they didn't fight for their own time, and the time is not the back of the list behind golf courses and things like that. The church should have been in the first position.
Well, look at all the lawsuits that have been launched.
Yeah, I know that, but look at it like this. You think when somebody sues the church, with all the lawsuits they're facing now, it's not a ho-hum moment? Hey, another process server. Thank you. Use the other door. All right, we'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With Beach and Company, some of the announcements during this show. The presidential primary is back on in New York State thanks to an appellate court ruling, so that will be held as scheduled. What will not be held is the Chautauqua County Fair. It's been canceled. We've not heard anything from the Erie County Fair. I'm sure they will wait till the absolute last second to try and get that in. It's a huge event. The attendance is like a little over a million each year, and there's a lot of commerce done, a lot of fun, and boy, if they can get this in, it's near the end of the season, it's in August, it would be very good, very helpful, so let's keep our fingers crossed, but we've not heard anything regarding that. Meanwhile, let's go to line two. That line two would be Walt in the... Oh, Walt's gone. Well... Walt didn't hang around. Walt was on the line for a long time, so just scratch that off. My friend Don is on line three. I know I can count on him. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys making out today?
We're doing all right. It's the first day of reopening, and they've got some things that not a populous reopening. It's manufacturing and things like that, but it means getting back to some jobs, so it's better than yesterday.
It sure is, and that I have a question about that.
Okay.
When you said they're reopening under certain things under phase 1, 2, and 3 and so forth and so on, does that refer to the whole state of New York or just parts of it?
No, parts of it. The governor is explicit on that, different parts require a different remedy. Obviously, Manhattan and the Adirondacks are two separate things. Western New York is another entity, Central New York, another entity. What happened yesterday is for us.
Okay, very good, because that's what they're doing here in Pennsylvania. They're doing it by counties, and it's very interesting how that works out. Because
well, it makes the same. That makes sense. I mean, you have some big areas like Philadelphia would be totally different than the more rural areas of Pennsylvania.
Absolutely, and the strange part about it here is the governor is not running for re-election here, so he's in his last term. But the part of the state that voted against him is the only part of the state that he's reopened. And the part that voted for him, by and large, is totally shut down. So,
oh, wow. Well, it's nice that they've removed, that looks like they've removed politics from this, which is something that should have happened. I'm glad it's happening in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, thank you. As far as Mr. Trump and the hydrochloroquine, I look at that like Bob Dylan's favorite saying, that when you got nothing to lose, for some people who are really pretty much on their deathbed. I can understand them taking it. I mean, really, they got nothing to lose. But I agree with you that Mr. Trump should not have publicly said that he was on it. I think that's a bad thing.
Well, I did too until a listener convinced me. I try and keep an open mind. And said, which makes perfect sense, everything leaks in Washington. It's better that he came out and said, yes, I'm on it. Boom, boom, boom. Doctor said, okay, and I'm on it. Then it leaking, and people think, oh, he's trying to hide something. Yeah, I bet he has it. I think of those two choices, I think then I could be convinced that that it was not a good idea. The reason I didn't think it was a good idea is it would bring anxiety to the populace. Think that he may have it already. He's trying to hide it.
Well, that there's a lot of truth in what you just said. However, let's be honest about it. A lot of people have so much faith in him that would persuade them to take it. And if something was to go wrong by them taking it, like say they pass away, I think he's left himself open to a lot of blame. That's just my opinion. But
well, yeah, he has. Remember, though, the first press conference he had, he mentioned that drug for a test they had done in France on 49 people. And the 49 were all ill with the virus, and all 49 of them recovered. And so he mentioned that drug. And Fauci was sitting right there on the panel, or standing on the panel, saying, don't get too excited too soon. These things take time. There's got to be more studies, more testing, and this and that. And the president seemed like, what do you got, 49 to nothing? What more do you want? But he's not a scientist. He's not a doctor. But he was trying to say, let's get on with this and cut some of the red tape. But Fauci doesn't consider that red tape. He considers that good scientific practice. So he started that right away. And now he's back to it and has taken it. It's amazing. Shows he still has confidence in it. And apparently from some of our callers, other doctors have come out to support him. And some have come out against the use of the drug. So we'll see where it goes. But it's not a new presentation. It's not like he bought stock in that company and now is trying to push it. Nothing like that.
Okay, well, I can understand all of that. Now, as far as the drug itself, as the cost of drugs go, it's a relatively cheap drug to get.
Well, that's good, because usually when you get something that's highly effective, the price goes through the roof. I know I had a cousin, I don't know if you knew, and she was my godchild, actually, and a cousin, Natalie. Natalie Accardi, do you remember her at all?
No, I don't.
You only lived about two streets away, but she would have been very, very young. But I forget exactly what drug it was or what kind of a shot it was. Very exotic, and they were $20,000, either a pill or a shot. And she needed one a week. And was Astrin, obviously, who's got that kind of money, you know? But it can get very costly when it comes to exotic drugs, so I'm glad to hear that this one's been out a long time, 40, 50, 60 years, so it's reasonably priced.
Right. I believe you hit it on the nail on the head when you said 1955. That's my understanding is when it first came out. And, you know, you're talking a lot of years. You're talking 65 years that drug's been out. And being dangerous, well, they would have discovered by now if it was that dangerous to take.
Yeah, absolutely. I think medicine, when you're in it, there's some things that just anecdotally we know. It's political, and it's very, very staid. It should be, you know, this is the way the way it is this is the way we've always done it, this is the way we always will. But there's always free thinkers out there who think ahead and have something special going on, and you have the establishment. So medicine is as political as politics. It's just a different cover, but it's the same game for different reasons.
Absolutely. As far as California is concerned, that money, the $125 million, I mean, that's nothing more than a plea for votes. I mean, he's going
to
get...
They're trying to buy votes, yeah, with taxpayer money. That's exactly what it is. And I think any money that was going to go to California regarding this virus ought to be debited against the $125 million because they just started today signing up. Imagine... The money that they gave out in the stimulus package was to stimulate business. It was given there for a reason. We're watering the plant. We're watching it grow. We're getting back. You tell me what kind of stimulus this is going to give it to illegals. It's not the stimulus to go back to the home country. It's not the stimulus to become an American citizen. It's to do whatever you want to do with it. You want to have a party with it? Have a party with it. I just don't. I don't get this. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. As far as church is concerned, I mean, you know, we have a separation of church and state here in this country. They can't force you to go to church, which would be a no-no, and they can't stop you from going to church, basically, which is a no-no. So I don't understand, like yourself, why it's the last phase to be opened up.
No, I can't either, simply because I've been in enough churches to visualize the adjustments that could be made. Many have separate sections, and you could blank out, you know, take some tape and blank out certain rows so that you have room between two rows in the space of one group of people. So you'd have people, and every second seat you would block off so that you could do it. If you wanted to, if you didn't want to bother with it. But I think people in charge of a church don't consider bother. They're dedicated to worshiping, and this could help them get it done. I'm surprised they didn't do it. I'm really surprised. Of course, we had some problems with the bishop here, but I'm surprised that the bishop of this area didn't send some kind of plea to the governor to get us on a higher rung than last. But he didn't.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, as far as the spacing in the church, you've eliminated 75% of the people attending a given service because every other row is 50% of the church, and then you're saying that you got to go skip a row behind you. Well, that's 50% of the other 50%, so that 75% is blocked out.
Some of it too is a consideration that you don't have with other venues. If you're at a Catholic Mass and you're kneeling and there's somebody sitting in the exact row in front of you, you're very close to them. You're in the back. You're in back of them. But your face is maybe 4 or 5 inches from the neck of the person who's kneeling in front of you. So that's a little different kind of a scenario. So you need a little extra room there, especially to protect yourself against any sneezing, things like that. But it's not impossible. That's the whole point. It's not impossible. And if you zigzag the rows and make it every other row, then you've got two rows that you're one person in two rows, so that's good. And it's the same thing with the seating. You block off number 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 and put them in 2, 4, 6, and 8. Not hard to do. You can do the math.
Yeah, no question. But as far as prohibiting people from going, you know, we're creatures of habit. And if we get into the habit of not going, if they're like me and are lazy, they won't ever go back again.
Yeah, some people might see that as an excuse. You know what I mean? If you, but I'm thinking. Wait a minute. If you're keeping track with God, I don't think you're going to outsmart him. Let's put it that way. God's not going to look at the attendance and go, "Oh, gee, Harry wasn't at Mass, but he's got a good excuse." Oh, really? What is it? Let's hear it, because I want to hear how you're going to try and outsmart God. Not a good plan. If you're going to have a plan, it's got to be a lot better than that. In fact, I don't think you can have one. All right, Don, always good to talk to you, my friend.
Same here. Have a good day.
Okay, take care. We'll take a break. No governor today. You might have surmised that. because this is the time he'd usually be on, with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Always a good call ahead on line one when Pete from Ontario is here. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sen, how you doing? Listen, let's face it, at this point, we know that when he brought up Clariquin yesterday, did you see CNN blow up? Oh, my gosh, how could he do it? But guys like Cavuto went nuts. Guys, you just, Ed Henry, it's like he lost his best friend. Sandy, no matter what this man does, they're going to go at him. And Christopher Ray shutting down interviews. Look, Sandy, this is unbelievable. But I just think at this point we're going to have to sit back and hope for the best. Who cares if California? They're going to get all their money, but, it is what it is.
Well, California, I think that if they've got $125 million to blow, essentially, for it, they're getting nothing in return for that. These are all illegals. I don't think that's a good investment. It's $125 million. I mean, we're used to hearing the number in the trillions in the last few weeks. So maybe $125 million doesn't sound like that much, but it's still a lot to me.
It's just incredible, but that's the left-wing claptrap. There's nothing we can do about it. Let's accept it. We're going to lose the state. Thanks, and have a great day.
Okay, take care. Yeah, I'm not ready to accept it. You guys ready to accept it, Buzzy and Tony?
No.
You got to draw the line somewhere. I think $125 million is a good place to draw the line.
It's a good line, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's a very nice line. Now, one of my favorite callers is Ella from West Seneca. Ella, you're on WBEN. Hello?
Aww.
Online. She's on, too. We lost her?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, geez. She never goes away, so we must have some kind of a connection problem. Let's go to Buzzy. I think Buzzy's there, and we'll talk about some text. 30930, by the way, is the text number. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of us. Yeah. 803-0930 is a regular phone number. Let's see. 30930 is a text number. You can also go to our Facebook page, and so we have a lot of ways to get on the air. With Buzzy, let's go to
all right.
a text, please.
Yes, and go back to the question about the president and
hydroxychloroquine. That's
Harley
more
Quinn.
Syllables than I can handle. Harley Quinn, yes. In fact, there was an episode, Two and a Half Men, where Manny Quinn was a doll, a guy, a fake model, and it was one of the characters. But go ahead.
To something Pete said yesterday on Cavuto, I mean, they spent the entire segment after the president's speech, Cavuto, John Roberts, and a doctor telling people how whatever the president just said to completely discount it. They didn't take anything else from that press conference. Not one other soundbite from that press conference was even discussed. All they did was talk about that 10 seconds where he said he was taking that medication.
Wow. So maybe they're going rogue. When the old man who owned Fox handed it down to his kids, he still is on the board, but his kids are running the network. And his kids have always been liberal, even when O'Reilly was there and everybody was there and they were kicking everybody's you-know-what, the kids were liberal. And so when the father stepped down as, the president and actually running the corporation, the kids are now running it. Yeah. And the kids will have had more of an influence on the air presentation than when the father was there. So we'll see what happens. Keep our eye on it. Okay, Buzzy, what do you got for us?
Yes, and we will go right to that question where Jim says, medically, it's not a problem. Politically, it's just another thing the media can obsess over. He is hopefully playing them for the fools they are. Just for the record, the military has, for about 60 years, used that as a preventative for malaria.
Yeah, I'd heard that when they were going to deploy in areas where malaria would be a problem, that they have been giving them that drug for all of those years. So I think there's enough anecdotal evidence, even though it wasn't a formal trial with the military. It certainly is the same thing as a trial, basically. So we'll see where it goes. And he's made a lot of good calls. Personally, I wish we'd segue right into the race for president right now, because I think Trump is all wound up. No place to go with this. However, a lot of places to go with going against Biden. And I don't believe for a minute any of these polls that show Biden ahead of Trump. I just don't buy it.
It's laughable. It really is.
And I've given you my explanation, because I've seen it with regular radio ratings before. And it's the same thing with television. Some people just don't want to get into a hassle. And same thing with people doing surveys. They just rather they tell the surveyor what they think the surveyor wants them to answer, which is really dumb. I mean, but that's what they do.
Yeah, it also comes down to who are they asking the question? Who are they
canvassing? And how is the question presented?
Right.
You can get, I gotta get up from the chair for a minute. There we go. Oh, that was great. I managed to get 2 hours and 59 minutes. Now I will sit back down. Thank you very much. Got to stretch my legs. So I think when push comes to shove and they go into the privacy of the ballot box, that'll be a different story.
Do you guys think it's an indicator what happened in California and Wisconsin, both flipping two Republicans? Somebody said that they believe that this is an indicator of November.
Oh, I think so, too. I think November can be a landslide.
Red wave.
I really, truly do.
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly, Tony, off the air, that 2018, for some reason, Republicans either felt too confident or didn't get to the polls. That is not going to be an issue in 2020.
No, it's important to get this thing done. We've gotten a taste of what socialism is right now because of the disease, not because of the politics, but because of the disease. This is it. You can't just go anywhere you want to go, eat what you want to eat, when you want to eat it. You can't do this. You got to do this. This is ration. Can't find enough toilet paper. All of this stuff. We used to laugh at this stuff during the Cold War. After World War II, when we were in the Cold War with Russia and Cuba, things like that. We'd see examples in Cuba and Russia and whatever, what socialism is like. You want an apartment? You just got married? How nice. Get on the waiting list. We might get an apartment for you in 2 years. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. We're not used to that at all. And I think we got a taste of it. And how long do we last before we get sick of it?
2 months?
A couple of months. That's it. All right. That about wraps it up. Thanks for showing up today. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.